Welcome. This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. So here we are, 47 days away from the November general election. Here in Michigan, the political races have some competition in the headlines with the box. The box you're supposed to tick off to declare that, yes, you are an American citizen. Michigan's Secretary of State Ruth Johnson instructed local election clerks to include that question on ballot applications, the ones where we list our name, address, and date of birth. That decree has sparked a lawsuit and some outright defiance on the part of some clerks who are refusing to use ballot applications with the citizenship question. We're joined now by Secretary of State Ruth Johnson. Secretary Johnson, this week you were sued by a coalition of unions, civil rights groups, and voters over those instructions that voters who show up at the polls on Election Day should be asked whether they are a U.S. citizen. What do you say to critics who say this is voter suppression?
Yeah, we did this in February and May and didn't have any problems at all. And then, of course, in August, a couple people didn't want to fill it out to show their displeasure with it. But really, it's nothing unusual. We have a universal federal postcard ballot application, and our military has to fill it out, and they have to fill in an oval that says, I'm a U.S. citizen, and sign it also. It was done in 2002 in Michigan because we do have a problem here. We have some new data that's confirmed that we have as many as 4,000 non-citizens on our voter rolls, and that's because the federal government required Michigan for over 30 years to ask everyone when they came in for a driver's license or a personal identification if they'd like to register to vote. English often not being their first language, people signed up, got their voter registration in the card and then in the mail and then thought it was acceptable to vote. So we know we have about 4,000 based on the fact that we've collected data on 19% as they come in over the last few years, 19% of our non-citizens. We took that data, and it was very arduous, had to go through each one individually, and that was over 50,000, and found that we have 963 non-citizens that are registered to vote, and some of them have voted. And if you take that, that's about one-fifth, and times it by five, which is reasonable, and that's a pretty good sample. It means that we have probably over 4,000 non-citizens registered to vote. And some people say, well, that's not that many, but I beg to differ. Five House seats in Michigan's primary last month were decided by fewer than 100 votes. And a recent congressional race in 2010 was decided in the primary by 15 votes. So every vote does count.
So clearly you feel there's a lot of housekeeping that needs doing when you look at Michigan's voter rolls.
Right.
Well, I'm wondering if the box is not mandatory, which you've made clear it's not mandatory. If you don't check it, you're still allowed to vote. How does it really help people who legally shouldn't vote from voting?
And that's why it's not the number one way to do it. The number one way is for the federal government. But I've written a letter to Homeland Security. I visited them in D.C. I wrote a letter to Social Security Administration, the president. They all refuse to help. So is this ideal? No. But we believe that most of the people that are voting because they were asked and they received a voter card in the mail and it's mistaken. We do not believe that this is some kind of, you know, effort to that has been organized to have non-citizens vote. So most people are going to react to the honor system and do the right thing once they know it's a felony. So we think this will take care of the majority of the people. We still need the federal government to stand up and do the right thing and help us get those folks off the voter rolls so it doesn't hurt them. And it also doesn't, you know, have the potential to change the outcome of a race.
Well, now you've got, Secretary Johnson, you've got some clerks around the state flat out refusing to use the applications that have the citizenship box. In your mind, what should be done about these clerks that are saying, no, we're not going to do it?
Well, in Macomb County, if you take a look, if you look at the 80 people that we found that are non-citizens, some of them have voted, and you then times five because we have one-fifth of the data, that's about 400 non-citizens that are probably registered in Macomb County. That's information the clerk did not have when they made these decisions. And, you know, the clerks that have said that we have in our database that people from their communities are not citizens. And I don't think this should be a partisan issue. It's a common sense issue. If you're not a citizen, you should not be voting in federal elections against the law, the Constitution, and our American way. My dad was an immigrant, and immigration's made us a very strong superpower with high quality of life. and people have to wait in line and work hard to become citizens, and then they earn the right to vote.
Have you had conversations with Governor Snyder about this, especially in light of the new data? Because I know he vetoed the bill that would have made that citizenship box law. Have you had conversations?
Yeah, I did it in February and May as sort of a pilot, and then I wanted to codify it into law. And he did veto it as far as being codified, but we're continuing based on that. And I had a brief conversation with him before he got on the plane to China.
Okay.
But it's too close to the election now to probably start new legislation. It takes a while to get through. So we'll continue to request our local and city township clerks to include the ballot box, you know, elaborate on the application under Michigan law MCL 168.31E, which gives me the authority to prescribe the forms.
All right. You're just back from a trip to the Middle East, meeting with the military men and women, trying to smooth the way for them to be able to vote in the November general election. What did you accomplish with the trip?
Well, first of all, it was week-long. We had to leave a day early, 24 hours early. We had 25 minutes to get ready. But I was really honored to be selected to be part of the work that I've already done as part of Operation Our Troops Count back here at home. We've done many new laws in Michigan that really help. Now the military can order their ballots online. They can register online. If they're overseas, they can find their local clerk, request an absentee ballot, and see a sample ballot, and then track their ballot, too. And there were five of us that went, and we visited numerous military installations and embassies. We had shipboard visits in Kuwait, Bahrain, and we call it Qatar. They call it Qatar. And I took almost 50 pounds worth of cards and flags over there, and on the deck of cards, we wrote, "Our troops count because your vote is a big deal." And then on the back of it, we have our website where they can do all those things. And the new law says that even for a local election, they can write it on a scrap piece of paper and send it in.
Because I know some of those folks got missed in the primary, didn't they? Because some 70 clerks missed the deadlines to get the absentee ballots to those military.
None of them were missed because how many days they were late, it was extended. Plus, Michigan is a little more technologically advanced than a lot of the states because we now allow the military to request their ballots online, and they get it then sent to them online. So that saves 10 to 14 days, but 95% of the clerks got out their military ballots on time. Some of them did not get it out on Friday and waited till Monday, so we expanded the time that they would count the votes 3 days past the election for our military to make sure every single military person that voted had an opportunity to have their voice heard, to have their ballot counted.
Speaking of lines, we actually, Secretary Johnson, put it up on our Facebook page asking if any of our listeners had questions for you. I'm going to leave you with this comment from listener Constance Miller on Facebook, who said to me, "Just tell her the office on Sacheverell is fast and very friendly."
So I'm so proud of our staff. They're doing a great job out there, and it really has been a joy to work with them.
It's been a pleasure talking with you, Secretary of State Ruth Johnson. Thanks for talking with us on Stateside.
Thank you.